Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Contendo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mary, not quite contrary at all, Contendo is here. She's the founder of Women's Advantage, the author of a number of books, including The Woman's Advantage, including Leading with Care. She is a long time, In fact, this is her, we're going to call this her 11th anniversary show. How about that, Mary Contendo? Happy anniversary, baby.
I will go with that, Jim. I'll go with it.
Well, it's coming up in just a few days. The first time you were with us was 11 years ago in a few days. So happy anniversary. How about that?
How time flies, huh?
I know, when you're having fun, right? So Mary, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about for a long, long time, and I've been practicing what I preach. I've been walking the talk. And that is about recognizing that as you do business, not even trying all that hard, you are creating intellectual property that are assets that you use, perhaps very unique assets, some of them written, some of them not, some of them mechanical, some not, some digital, some the written word, intellectual property that you use to execute your business, to grow and to do what you do in the marketplace. You're creating it, you need to recognize it, you need to defend it, and you need to register it. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, just think if Nike or Apple or whoever didn't have all of their trademarks and their images trademarked and on and on. That's a huge part of the value of those businesses. I mean, that stuff is actually on your financials as having a dollar value. So every time I create anything, I don't care if it's a worksheet I give out at a seminar, everything I create, I copyright when I create it, which means you can't take this and steal it and pretend it's yours because
right.
I spent my time and energy creating it. And certain names and monikers that I give to things that I think may ultimately have value. Not that I know this is going to be valuable, but
right.
even if I think it might have value, I trademark it.
Well, and the thing that people need to realize, and if they're not used to thinking about this, it's not something that immediately comes to mind. But number one is you're protecting it because it's your asset, and it has value to you. But there's another in case you want to resell it, which we're going to talk about in a minute. License it or whatever. We'll talk about that in a minute. But another thing that it does initially, the very first thing that it has the danger of doing, is confusing the marketplace. Let me give you an example. Over the years, I own Small Business Advocate, the Small Business Advocate. I own that trademark. Registered trademark. I've owned it for a long time. Over the years, people have decided to start other radio shows, smaller ones, usually 1 week, 1 hour a week or something like that, and they've decided to call it the Small Business Advocate Show.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. I've helped a lot of people start their radio shows, so it's not like I mind the competition, but I have to contact them and say, guys, I'll help you. I'll do whatever I can to help you be successful, but you can't call your show what I call my show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if I didn't own the trademark, I couldn't compel them to do that. And so,
exactly.
So think about it in whatever business you're in, right, Mary? Whatever business you're in, think about the potential. Never mind the money at first. Think about the potential for confusion. Go ahead.
That is exactly right. And suppose somebody goes on one of those shows and says something that's absolutely contradictory to what you believe, and they're preaching that from the rooftops, and then somebody comes back and says, well, I heard it on the Small Business Advocate. Jim Blasingame must feel this way,
right? That's exactly right.
So you're protecting not only your brand, you're protecting the things that are important to you, your platforms, how you feel about things. So it's very important from a financial perspective to do it, and from a kind of an ideological perspective, it's important to trademark it.
And the thing is Mary and I don't have typical Main Street businesses. We don't have storefronts like you guys do as much as most of you do out there. But if you have a restaurant, and you've got a certain kind of a burger that you've named, and it's got some kind of cachet in the marketplace, you should trademark that. You should register it. You should do something to protect it, so the restaurant down the street can't do the same thing.
Exactly.
And therefore confuse the marketplace. All right. So you've done something else. You've got a program that we've talked about on the show. Your Women's Advantage Forum that's coming up next month, right?
Well, actually, we're getting ready to launch it in several different cities.
Okay, yes. All right. I can't keep up. You're so busy with all this. But anyway, but we have been talking about it for a while, and so you all the collateral material, the name and all that sort of thing, that's all your intellectual property that you created.
Exactly. So I started off, I trademarked the brand, the Woman's Advantage, and then every time, like, we have a Woman's Advantage experience, so then I'm trademarking that name again. So all these names that I come up with that I think have value, I trademark those. And then all my materials are copyrighted, and as I license out to other people, to other women, to lead this program in other cities, they sign a licensing agreement, which is a separate thing that's protecting all of the interests of the program. And part of that says, of course, they understand all this is trademark, copywritten, and they can only use it for certain purposes, and here's what they can't do with it, and so on and so forth. So I just protect it. I mean, of course you go into business trusting people that you're going to be working with, and you always have to still have these safeguards in place, because you don't have a problem until you have a problem.
That's right.
Right, Jim?
That's right. That's exactly right. And I had a case recently where my foresight in terms of registering a trademark actually solved a lot of problems for me and turned into a licensing transaction. And all because I got a registered trademark. We come back. We're going to talk about this some more with Mary, and we're going to make sure we give some examples of how this works out on Main Street, out with traditional businesses, more traditional than even mine and Mary Contando's. Mary Contando and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.